NBC will interrupt all of its programs to bring you the latest bulletins.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bristol-Myers, the makers of Ipana for the smile of beauty and Sal Hepatica for the smile of health, present It's Time to Smile with Flight Officer Jackie Coogan, Nora Martin, Bert Gordon, our Russian friend, Emily Kipp Meutel from Brooklyn, Vincent Travers Orchestra, yours truly, Harry Von Zell, and starring Eddie Cantor.
I'm buying a bond for my baby. My baby bought one for me. We're thinking of someone else, maybe. There may be a baby, you see. I've no urge to splurge in a barroom. I get drunk when she kisses me. She kills me at rummy, but all she wins from me are bonds for my baby and me. I'm buying a bond for my baby. My baby bought one for me. We don't like to brag, but then maybe our two bonds will set the world free. We only had stamps when we started, but now we're as rich as can be. We must buy the power to back Eisenhower. Get bonds like my baby, bonds like my baby, bonds like my baby and me.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you, Harry Von Zell.
Eddie, look, I want to congratulate you.
Yeah.
I understand that earlier this evening, in commemoration of Father's Day on June 18th, you received an award from the National Father's Day Committee as the Outstanding Father in Radio. Congratulations.
Well, thank you, Harry.
It's a lovely medal, too.
Isn't that a nice medal?
Yes, sir.
Harry, I'm quite honored, and this really will make Father's Day a big celebration.
Oh, sure.
Here it is Wednesday, and already I got presents from all my daughters. Marilyn, Marjorie, Janet, Natalie, and Edna.
Oh, but what did I to give you?
Marilyn, Marjorie, Janet, Natalie, and Edna. You know, Harry, I never told you this, but I fell in love with Ida when I saw her playing basketball at Public School 177. Did I know then she'd wind up giving me a whole team?
No. Well, look, Eddie.
What?
About the presents. What?
Let him laugh. Go ahead.
No, really.
I don't know what we're paying writers for.
What did you really get for Father's Day, Eddie?
Well, Harry, my little daughter Janet bought me a $25 bond.
Oh.
And she was so cute. She said, Daddy, you can cash in this bond in 10 years. You think you can make it? Yeah, but Father's Day is wonderful, Harry. Just think, all week long, fathers have to get up at 7 o'clock in the morning and go to work. But Father's Day is a Sunday, and that's the one day they don't get up at 7.
They don't?
No. The family wakes the poor guy up at 6 to give him 2 lousy ties. Yeah, but no kidding, Harry. Dads deserve the best. Just think of the worry they have raising and supporting their children.
No.
Even,
oh,
what?
No.
What's the matter?
My father didn't have to support me.
No?
No. I started working for a living when I was 10 months old.
Are you kidding? 10 months old?
10 months old.
Did you have a newspaper route?
No, I used to pose for talcum powder ads.
go on, Harry Von Zell. I'll bet you never faced the camera.
No, I didn't. Look, here's one of the pictures I posed for as a baby, right here.
Yeah, just as I thought. You've never faced a camera. You know, Harry.
Yeah?
When I was a baby, my folks were too poor to buy talcum powder.
Well, what did they use?
Pillsbury's flour.
Baking flour?
Yes, I'll never forget it, Harry.
Gee.
One day, my mother sprinkled that flour all over me. Then she took this picture of me lying under the blazing sun. Here, look.
Yeah. Well, I can see the blazing sun, Eddie, but where are you?
Under that big pile of biscuits.
Hey, Eddie.
Yeah?
I nearly forgot. I just received a note from a young poetess in our audience Says she's written a special Father's Day poem in your honor. Here she is, here.
Oh, a poetess paying tribute to me? Gosh, are you the incomparable Edna St. Vincent Millay? Or the sophisticated Dorothy Parker?
No, my name is Michael.
Oh, Michael, well. Why, Michael, I didn't know you were so literary.
Oh, sure. While other girls went out on dates, Nick and I used to stay home and improve my mind.
Yeah?
Yeah. And did you improve your mind?
I'll say. Now I go out on dates naked.
Well, tell me, Moytle, do you read much poetry?
Oh, yeah. I read all the great poets, like William, gee, it's on the tip of my tongue, but I can't get it out.
Why not?
It's stuck to my bubble gum.
Well, unstick it, Moytle, unstick it.
Okay. Shakespeare.
Shakespeare, yeah.
Yeah, William Shakespeare, the immortal Boyd.
No, not Boyd. That's Bard.
In Brooklyn, Shakespeare gets the Boyd.
Say, Michael, Harry tells me that you've written a Father's Day poem in my honor. What is the title of it?
Goyles, 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 Goyles.
Sounds familiar, yeah.
I shall read it to you, Zeichel.
Yeah. All right, Michael, if you shall read it, we shall listen. Weasel, if you'll.
Goyles, 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 Goyles. You've had quite a few. 1, 3, 4, 5, and also number 2. Goyles, 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 Goyles.
Wait a minute. Isn't that monotonous?
Don't blame me. You started it. Oh, gosh, what can the cause be? The stork that works for you should meet the stork that works for Crosby.
Well, all right, sit down, Myrtle. Sit down. And now, ladies and gentlemen, going from the lyrical lines of Myrtle's poetry to the curvaceous lines of lovely Nora Martin, we present her version of the season's latest...
Eddie, wait a minute. Hey, mister, what do you want here?
Which way is Mr. Anthony?
Why do you want to see Mr. Anthony?
Well, I didn't go to work today, and my wife is mad at me on account of the milkman.
Yeah, but why should your wife be mad at you on account of the milkman?
Because I was home this morning, and he brought the... Oh, now I get it.
Well, you... Look at Mr. You... I guess they've all had trouble. Look, fella, you don't need Mr. Anthony right now, and you shouldn't be jealous of the milkman.
Oh, now? My wife's always leaving notes for him in the milk bottle.
In the milk bottle? Well, did you try reading these notes?
Yeah, but it was too much trouble.
You couldn't understand the writing?
No, I couldn't get my head out of the bottle.
Oh, get out of here. Go on. Nora Martin singing, Milkman, Keep Those Bottles Quiet. Here's Nora Martin.
Now the noise of the riveter I don't mind it, 'cause the man with the whiskers has a lot behind it. But I can't keep punching with that victory crow. When you make the punch, you with that bottle moo. Oh, milk man, keep those bottles quiet. That jive on my milk diet. Oh, milkman, keep those bottles quiet. Been jumping on the swing shift all night, turning out my quota. All right, now I'm beat right down to the sod, and I got to dig myself some knots. Oh, milkman, keep those bottles quiet. I wanna give my all if I'm gonna give it, but I gotta get my shut eye if I'm gonna rip it. So bail out by for that milk barrage. If I'm patriotic, it's a sabotage. Milk man, keep those bottles quiet. Milk man, keep those bottles quiet. Milk man,
Yes, Nora?
I've knitted a Father's Day present for you. It's a sweater.
A sweater? For me? Is it pretty?
Oh, I'll say. I wanted to get an idea how you'd look in it, so I tried it on in front of a mirror. And, Mr. Cantor, you looked wonderful.
Oh, well, Nora, gee, it was very sweet of you to remember Eddie on Father's Day.
Well, after all, Mr. Cantor, you've been like a father to me.
I have?
What else could you be?
Now, wait a minute. Both of you cut that out. You're making fun of me.
I'm not.
Yeah, but you're smiling.
And, Nora, you keep right on smiling. Just stand there like that and keep smiling at me. And with your smile to prompt me, I'll remind our listeners how much an attractive smile can add to their charm and appearance. So, ladies and gentlemen, about the best way for you to take care of your smile is to
visit your dentist regularly, and between visits, to faithfully use Ipana toothpaste and gum massage.
Yes, that's really sound advice, because healthy gums are mighty important to sound teeth and sparkling smiles. And Ipana is not only unsurpassed for cleaning and brightening teeth, but when used with massage, it's especially designed to give gums the stimulation they need to help keep them firm and healthy. So why not adopt this famous healthful routine?
Brush your teeth regularly with Ipana toothpaste. And every time you do, put a little extra Ipana on your brush or fingertip and massage it on your gums.
Remember, for firmer gums, brighter teeth, and naturally a more attractive smile, use Ipana toothpaste and gum massage. Say, Eddie,
yeah.
I've just been thinking, with all the jokes you've had about girls, I bet many a time you really wished you had a son.
That's right, Harry.
I'll bet it is.
In fact, yesterday, after the rehearsal of our Father's Day program, I was so tired I went to bed and dreamed that there was an Eddie Cantor Jr.
Oh, God, I bet you were thrilled.
Was I? Gosh, I fell into a deep sleep. And the first thing you know, I dreamed the telephone. Hello? Yes, this is Eddie Cantor. The maternity ward. At the hospital. Ida what? She what? Okay, I'll be right over. Why doesn't somebody tell me these things? Harry Monzel.
What is it, Eddie?
Quick, drive me to the hospital. My wife is having a baby.
Yeah, well, why don't we take her to the hospital?
She's there already. Oh. Hurry up. Hurry up, Harry. Let's get started.
Okay. Hiya, Blondie.
Harry, I told you I was in a hurry to get to the hospital. What's the idea of flirting with that Marine's girl?
You know a quicker way to get to the hospital?
Well, here's the hospital. I wonder which way I go. Oh, nurse. Pardon me, miss. Are you the nurse?
I ain't wheeling this guy around because he can't get gas.
Look, I'm Eddie Cantor. I just had a call from my wife, and your hospital is having a baby. I got a call from my baby, and my wife is having a hospital. I got a call from the hospital.
Oh, calm down. Relax.
How can I relax? It's not fair. She's in there with my baby, and I'm out here all alone. You think my kid would be out here with me at a time like this?
Oh, sit down. I'll tell you why she's here, and you're doing as well as can be expected.
Yeah. Thanks. Hey, you got a cigarette, mister?
Well, you got a cigarette in each hand.
I know, but I want one for my mouth. What's the matter with you, mister? Are you nervous?
Nah, I'm not nervous. This is my 12th kid.
12 kids?
12th kid.
Where do you live?
Here in the hospital.
I can imagine.
Oh, Mr. Cantor.
What is it, nurse?
Does your cigarette taste different lately?
Why, yes, it does.
Then turn it around. You're smoking the lighted end.
Never mind. Just find out about my baby. Oh, Harry.
What, Eddie?
Where have you been?
Well, I've been looking all over for you. Well, what is it, Eddie? A boy or a girl?
It's got to be a boy. I've run out of girls' names.
Well, look, if it is a boy, what'll you name him, Eddie?
Eddie Cantor Jr. Just think, Harry, when I come home from work, my little son will be there to meet me. He'll come running down the sidewalk and jump into my arms.
And then what?
He'll pick me up. Like that. And Harry, what a smart kid he's going to be. By the time he's 3 years old, he'll know 4 and 4 are 8. 8 and 8 are 16. 16 and 16 are...
Well, what are 16 and 16?
Give the kid a chance. He's only 3 years old. My kid's going to be a tough little son of a gun, too.
Oh, hey, Eddie, here comes the nurse back again.
Oh, Mr. Cantor,
Yes?
Congratulations, you're a father. The stork has arrived.
A stork? I was expecting a baby. A stork! Oh. What is it? A boy or a girl?
A boy. And he weighs 27 pounds.
Gosh, imagine a kid of mine weighing 27 pounds.
His eyes alone weigh 20 pounds. Gum.
Bobble gum? Well, unstick him, Michael. Unstick him.
Okay. Here he is.
Isn't he a cute little rascal? Look at him going after that bottle of milk. Speak to me, son. Speak to me, son. Son, why don't you speak to me?
I can't get my head out of the bottle.
Nora Martin and Eddie Cantor sing for the first time on the air, Up, Up, Up.
She lives up, 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 up in the mountain so high.
He goes up, 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 just for a kiss and a sigh.
Till she comes down, 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 down to the valley below.
He'll go up, 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 up.
Because I love you so. I yodel all, 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 all the day long. My echo fades in the skies. I yodel all, 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 all the day long. And when her yodel replies, I go up, 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 up to the one I adore. I go up, 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 higher than ever before. Till she comes down, 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 down to the valley below. I'll go up, 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 because I love her so.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Up, 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 sung by Nora Martin and Eddie Cantor.
What's the matter, Harry? Are we keeping you up? You don't sound very enthusiastic. Didn't you like our duet?
Oh, duet, duet. It's always a duet. Why can't you make it a trio sometime, Eddie? You know I sing.
You, Harry?
Certainly. Get a load of this. Milkman, keep those bottles quiet. Always making lots of noise for the little girls and boys.
Wait, wait. Milkman, if you got a bottle, what are you waiting for?
You don't like my singing, huh, Eddie?
Harry, your singing voice should be trained.
What do you mean, trained?
You should get on a train and take it out of town.
Oh, I know. You don't like anything I do.
Isn't true, Harry. Why, Harry, when you say...
Ladies and gentlemen, any morning you wake up feeling headachy and out of sorts due to the need of a laxative, don't wait till night to take that laxative. Take Speedy, gentle Sal Hepatica right away and see if you don't feel better faster.
Good, Harry. Go on.
Sparkling Sal Hepatica brings prompt, gentle relief, usually within an hour. And Sal Hepatica has this additional advantage.
Sparkling Sal Hepatica also helps counteract excess gastric acidity, helps turn a sour stomach sweet again.
So get a bottle of Sal Hepatica from your druggist tonight or first thing tomorrow. Remembering this caution, use only as directed. Then whenever you need a laxative, morning, noon, or night, see how much faster you feel better when you rely on gentle, speedy Sal Hepatica.
That I like, Harry. That I like. Because when you say that, I know you're being helpful to millions of people.
Thank you.
Harry, I meant to tell you.
What, Eddie?
Sunday being Father's Day, I thought that tonight here in the studio, it would be wonderful to invite the doctor who took care of me when I was a baby.
Oh, yes.
The same doctor who was present when I uttered my first words.
Why, that's one. What were your first words, Eddie?
Goo. A goo.
A goo? Goo?
I'll goo you goo. Praise God. Russian. Say, Russian.
Yes?
Don't look at me, will you? Russian?
Ah.
If you're the doctor that brought me into the world, where have you been for 52 years?
Hiding.
Why, I don't believe that you brought any babies into the world.
Silly boy.
Sir, I delivered the first shrimp mumplets.
Shrimp mumplets? What's that?
Three babies with a mumps.
Russian. Russian, what kind of a bottle did you give the babies? What was the formula?
Delicious.
Yes? Tell us, tell us.
If the baby is under 6 months old,
yes?
Mix a pint of vodka, 2 jiggers of brandy, and 4 in a tall glass.
Why, for a baby, that's wrong.
Should have put a cherry on top.
Get away! Isn't he silly?
Hello.
You fool? A baby can't drink vodka.
I did.
Well, Russian, how did it affect you?
I couldn't walk until I was 3 years old.
Couldn't walk until you were 3 years old? How did you get around before that?
Took a taxi cab. Know something?
Yeah.
Couldn't walk.
Couldn't walk.
Just think. Couldn't walk until I was 3 years old.
Russian. Stop. Stop crying, Russian.
I can't help it. I'm sentimental. I still got the first pair of shoes I ever wore. Size 8.
Size 8?
Yeah, I got them yesterday.
Russian, I do not even believe you're a doctor.
You don't believe?
I don't believe.
Who are you? You know something? I'll tell you a little something.
Go ahead, tell me.
I would be with the Mayo brothers today if it wasn't for an operation.
What operation?
They cut me off the payroll.
What happened there?
You see?
Yes.
The Mayo brothers didn't like the way I assisted them in their operation.
Yes.
Every time they started to boil hot water...
Yes?
I threw in a tea bag.
Not just a moment. Russian, can you prove that you are a professional doctor?
Prove?
Yes.
You want a prisons?
A what? A what?
You want a prisons?
A for instance? Yes, we'd like a for instance.
No,
for instance.
I'll give you a prison.
Go ahead.
Only last month, I operated on a man... Took out his tonsils.
Yes.
Charged him $100 plus 30%.
Plus, what was the 30% for?
Cabaret tax. I did it in a nightclub.
Oh, get out of here!
There's a story in the news that gives us quite a thrill. Our boys are now in Normandy just waiting for the kill. The Germans, they were softened up by our men from the sky. And everywhere the Nazis flee, you hear their leaders cry. Herr Hitler said to Goebbels, do you think it can be spite?
The USA by day and the RAF by night.
Herr Himmler said to Goering, why don't your Luftwaffe fight?
The USA by day and the RAF by night.
That Churchill's got us armed on.
That Roosevelt is a meanie.
They paid us back 10 bombs for one.
Then threw in Mussolini.
With such a combination, they are bound to win this fight. The USA by day, on the RAF by night. Herr Krupp, why are you worried? What is your factory's plight?
It was standing there one day.
Then it disappeared one night.
The Fuhrer bit the carpet.
He chewed with all his might. The USA by day and the RAF by night. They're bombing here, they're bombing there. It really is a craze.
They only set a cow on fire.
But it burned for 90 days. So keep on buying war bonds, and they're bound to win the fight.
The USA by day and the RAF by night.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. You know, the song you just heard was dedicated to our brave flyers in the European theater. And now we'd like you to meet a young aviator who has seen heroic service on the other side of the world. Quite a few years ago, this young man made a name for himself in pictures as the Kid. And today he's making a bigger name for himself as Flight Officer Jackie Coogan. Well, gosh, Jackie. Here you are, a flight officer in the Air Force. I remember when you were just a kid, you used to take my daughter Marjorie to the movies, and when you came home, I'd give you the money.
Well, cough it up. Where do you think I was last night?
Now, stop clowning. Jackie, over here, we read in the newspapers about your daring exploit, flying troops into Burma, and we'd like to know more about it.
Well, my assignment was to land native troops behind enemy lines by glider.
Native troops?
Yes, Indian troops. They're called Gurkhas.
Gurkhas? I thought that was pronounced Jerkhas.
No, those are the Japs.
Oh. Well, as a soldier, Jackie, what has impressed you most about the invasion?
Well, one big thing, Eddie. There's so much of everything. So much courage and so much brains and so much ability. So many tanks, ships, and planes.
Yes, Jackie, and so many wonderful guys.
You bet. And from the standpoint of our enemy, I'll bet the muchness of it alone is pretty discouraging. Because back of it all, they must sense something even bigger. Something even more menacing. And that's a home front. Strong, united, and ready with more of the same.
You're right, Jackie. Never stronger, never more united. Every war worker, every blood donor, every bond buyer, ready to do more, give more, buy more.
And that's what I mean, Eddie. You saw what they had to throw at them on D-Day, and if in addition to that, they hear that our fifth war loan is a success...
What do you mean, if, Jackie? This one is it. If we had one reason for buying a bond before, we've got 10 million reasons now, with 10 million of the finest kids in the world doing our fighting for us. One thing we've got to do is to take every dollar we can lay our hands on and back a winner. Please, with a prayer in your heart, buy those war bonds now.
Eddie,
Before
I leave, I want to give you a little souvenir for Father's Day. This Japanese battle flag that I brought back from Burma.
Oh, tell me, Jackie. Tell me, Jackie, how did you get it?
Oh, what's the difference? One thing I can tell you, though, the Jap didn't seem to mind at all.
Oh, I guess. Good night, Jackie. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, I love to spend each Wednesday with you. As friend to friend, I'm sorry it's true. Listen in again next week, won't you? And in the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget the two products that make our Wednesdays together possible. Ipana for the smile of beauty, Sal Hepatica for the smile of health. Ipana, Sal Hepatica. Good night.
Say, Nora, would you be my inspiration again?
Why, of course, Harry, but what do I have to do this time?
Well, will you just hold hands with me for 25 seconds while I remind the ladies to always use Truchet, the beforehand lotion. Because when Truchet is smoothed on lovely hands, Truchet helps to guard them against harshness and drying, even in hot, soapy water. And Truchet is the ideal beauty lotion right now when lovely hands must do so many extra little soap and water jobs. So to help keep your hands looking their loveliest, begin today to use Truchet.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
KFI Los Angeles, by transcription.